Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for DRB inspection.
This is the person, Dwayne Brown.
Oh, hi, Dwayne. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, Dwayne, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your life. Okay, so you know when you do that search, like home inspection near me, for example, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Right.
And then next to that map, there's that list of some of the local guides that service within that area. So like right now in your area, just to do a broad search, the companies that show, you might even be familiar with some of the names. Do you know your home inspector guys or Max Home Inspection, Stephen Ellenbogen?
No, I don't know those two.
No, okay. Well, they're smaller. They're the locals there, too. They're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now, and that's where we'd be listing you is right there alongside them. So now DRB would be one of the local options when people search from there as well. And the reason you're getting this call today, Dwayne, is they had that other first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. All of the Google channel partners will be calling through to fill that other position there. And Google's rule is that we can work with one business per position. So if we were to program you in to appear there too, just like those guys, you wouldn't share your position either or rotate. You'll always be there, you know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call. You'll be there to catch them too. That's how Google or that's how they ensure your placement. But they would have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So I know that Fort Lauderdale is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
So I go, because last week I went to Port St. Lucie, because a friend of mine, because he does construction, so he had a couple clients up there, and I went to Port St. Lucie, because I said to him, I don't mind driving up there. Just what the only thing I ask him sometimes, I said, like, if you know anybody, if you can get me like two in the same day instead of going today and going tomorrow because of a tour drive, I don't mind. But if I have to do that, it's fine by me because it's work. So, and he was like, okay, then what I'll do, I'll just check and see, I'll check around. So, yeah, so I go as far as Port St. Lucie. The other day I was supposed to be, what's the name of the place? It's past St. Lucie, a little bit up, like about 2.5 hours drive when I checked it. I didn't mind what stopped me was the weather.
Oh, so, I see.
Yes. And at the time when they called me, it was a last minute and the weather showed them off because it was pouring rain. And even if I've forced and gone there, I still couldn't do the inspection because you can't go on the roof when it's raining. You can't do certain things when it's raining. So it wouldn't make no sense. So she had to literally go without it because she called last minute. And there was any room to adjust.
Okay, so it's that the farthest is usually Port St. Lucie, but typically is it more like the Miami?
Yeah, I'll go to Miami. I don't mind. And Southwest Ranch,
right?
Yes.
Palm Beach, Boca.
Palm Beach. And if there's something come up at Port St. Lucie up that side, I still don't mind going because it's business and I'm growing my business. So at the end of the day, sometimes you can't watch the distance because you're trying to build your clientele. So if this is what take for me, it's going to take me to build my clientele, I don't mind doing it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be good. I mean, there's enough searches being done right there in your area for inspection to warrant bringing on another listing, so we shouldn't have to send you that far. Is it just you, or do you have a helper or a partner?
So there's another inspector that lives up that side, so if I need help, I can call him. Because he said
okay.
He's literally getting out of the business, and he said, look, until you grow, if you need help, I'm going to help you. And why I say that, because this gentleman is somebody that literally, he's the one that motivated me, he's the one that mentored me to become an inspector myself. That's why.
Wonderful.
Like, yeah, exactly. So
that's some good security for you. Right.
Exactly.
We all need those. Okay. Wonderful. So, and Dwayne, it really does sound like the timing is perfect for this position that they have available there today. And so for that, and you see value in all of this, right? Being listed there on Google at that moment, people
right.
are searching for roof or home. Okay, great. So what I'll do is pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Okay, so the good news is you're new, so you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing Chris. He's my director for that area. He's coming over to apply that rate reduction for me.
Mm-hmm.
I will get you that pricing right now.
Okay.
And then, Dwayne, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
Okay, thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.